Today's scripture reading finds us turning from the resurrection of Jesus to a book in the Bible known as the Book of Acts. And the Book of Acts is quite literally about the actions and activities of the first disciples and apostles of Jesus. The scriptures tell us that when Jesus rose from the dead, he gave the disciples and all his followers the gift of the Holy Spirit, the ability to speak with authority and clarity on Jesus' message. And Jesus' disciples went all throughout the world and in a few decades spread the gospel of Christ to the modern world. Now you would think that this mission was so important that God would give them every opportunity, every luxury, everything that they needed in order to accomplish it. And while the gospel spread like wildfire, we also know that through the book of Acts, the disciples and the apostles faced many different hardships. They faced persecution and even death. And in our scripture reading today, we learn about a man named Stephen who experienced that very thing. But our scripture reading today is important because it teaches us how we can understand God's presence in our life, both in good times and in bad. We can see God working in and through us, not only in our victories, but also in our losses. You see, in our culture today, we have a very clear sense of success and failure, that you're either moving forward towards your goal or you're moving away from it. We often make successes and failures like that game that many of us played when we were kids called Red Light and Green Light. You remember it, don't you? All the kids lined up in a line and an adult or a leader stood across the field and they would begin by saying, green light. And if the light was green, you ran forward. And when they said red light, you immediately had to stop. And when they said green light, you ran again. And when they said red light, you stopped. And you kept doing that until you reached your goal. All of us know what it's like to play a board game where we pick up a card and we look at the card and it says, move ahead 5 steps. But other cards say, move backwards 2 spaces. All of these things are good illustrations for how it feels like we're either moving forwards or backwards, by how life is either going well or not going well, how we're either succeeding or we're failing. But the scriptures, specifically today's scripture, teaches us to live a very different way. It teaches us how we can have peace and purpose in our life, not because of our circumstances, but despite our circumstances. We can believe and understand that God is working through us to accomplish his mission, his kingdom, even when it seems like life isn't going very well. You see, the example of Stephen teaches us this most profoundly and clearly. Stephen was the first recorded martyr in the scriptures. He was the first person who died for the sake of Christianity that we are aware of. Stephen went out and it said that the scriptures said that he was full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit. And what that means is that he had the power and authority of God to preach clearly and teach effectively. And this upset some of the religious leaders of the day. Some of the people that were responsible for the death of Jesus. And so they brought Stephen before them and they made up some different charges that Stephen was blaspheming. And what that means is he was teaching against the scriptures, specifically the Old Testament. He was making a mockery, they said, of Moses and the laws and the customs and the traditions by saying things that Jesus was the new holy temple, that it was not in a specific place or building that we found God, but it was in the hearts and minds of all those who believe. And they brought him forward with these charges and they sought to shame him and debate him and put him in his right place. But because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, they were unable to shame him. In fact, the more they argued with him, the more Stephen convicted them and all those around him that he was filled with the Holy Spirit, that he was the one speaking clearly with the authority of God. Now, in the movie version of this story, the crowd would stand up and cheer. They'd celebrate Stephen and make him the new religious leader. But that isn't what happened. Instead, this just made the religious leaders angrier and angrier, and so what they did is they decided to stone him, even though he was not guilty. And they brought him out among the crowds, and they began to stone him, and Stephen said he looked up in the last moments of his life, and he saw that God was coming to bring him to heaven. And his last words were not out of anger or frustration or disappointment, but his last words were similar to Jesus' words on the cross, where he asked God to forgive the crowds for their sin. You see, Stephen lived a short life. Too short of a life. Stephen could have done so much more. Stephen could have taught so many more people about the goodness and love of God. But what we can learn from Stephen is this, is that in good times and in bad times, we can cling to the Word of God. One of the pieces of advice that I think about often that has stuck with me throughout my entire life and is something that I will never ever forget. It's something that my high school guidance counselor taught me. He said to me, "Andy, at the end of the day, all you have is your character. At the end of the day, all you have is your character." And I've thought about that a lot, especially in my life, especially in those times when I'm doing my best to produce good outcomes for myself and the people that I care about, and yet I am still unsuccessful. It still seems like I'm failing. I think about those words because at the end of the day, all I have is my character. You see, I can go out into the world and I can go out and be a kind person, I can be a generous person, I can be a loving person, and sometimes that kindness and that generosity and love is not always returned, is not always received well. At the same time, we can see other people who are getting ahead by not being kind, by not being generous, by not being loving, that they're doing the wrong things, and yet on paper, it seems like they're becoming more and more successful. You see, we can work hard and still have poor outcomes. But as my guidance counselor said, at the end of the day, all we can control is our character. But for us as Christians, it actually is a little deeper than that. See, at the end of the day, all we have is our faith in the Word of God. You can be wildly successful or wildly unsuccessful, but many times in life, results are outside of your control. You can have influence, but what you don't have is control. But what you do always have is your faith in the Word of God. You see, everything in your life can be taken away from you. But the one thing that can never be taken away from you is your faith, is the Word of God. And this is what Stephen understood. This is the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gave him. You see, Stephen spoke boldly and clearly and accurately about the truth of God. He did exactly what God required of him. And yet, in some people's eyes, it would have seemed like he failed. Because he experienced the ultimate failure to many people. He experienced death. But even as he was being stoned, even when he was being persecuted, although he was not guilty, he continued to cling to the Word of God. He continued to have faith even while being stoned, praying to God, asking God to forgive others with mercy and love. You see, because of his faith, because he was rooted in the Word of God, he was connected on a thread that could not be broken. And that thread was himself, and the other end was the kingdom of God. He continued to walk the path that Jesus walked, even though sometimes it was difficult, because that path always ends the same. It ends with heaven. And so we must do the same thing. We must do the same thing in good times and in bad times. We must continue to walk the path the Lord has set before us. And it doesn't mean that it's always easy. It doesn't mean that it's always convenient. It doesn't mean that things will always turn out well. But what it does mean is that we can have peace despite our circumstances, because our peace rests not in anything in this world, but our peace rests in the thing that cannot be taken away from us, Jesus Christ. And so when you think about your words, your actions, and your outcomes, think of Christ. Think of the Word of God. Think of what He is calling you to do, and do that very thing as often and as frequently as possible. And if you fall off the path, if you stumble, know that you are only received with grace and love and forgiveness from Jesus Christ when you return. God's path is the only path in life that is completely secure, that is completely unchanging, because it is a path that Jesus has walked before us. And nothing and no one in this world can take that away from us. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for the example of Stephen today, that Stephen spoke with the Holy Spirit with boldness and faith and truth. He spoke with the love of Christ in his heart, and he continued to do so even when the world rejected him. When we experience failures and setbacks, help us not lose hope. Help us know that our path continues on and on until we reach the joys and promises of heaven. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.